to take over control of the American monetary system so that the banks then would be able to monetize the wealth of America and would be able to create money out of nothing. That's what most people don't understand, is how money is created. We create money every time you actually buy anything with a credit card, write a check, borrow money from the bank. They create that money out of nothing, and then you have to pay interest on it. One of the most incredible books showing how the banking system has been used and utilized during wartime, First World War, the Second World War. The Creature from Jekyll Island is probably the best single book we have at the present time, going into the background of contemporary history and how banking and these men who work within the shadows have been utilizing this system to accumulate the wealth of the world, and how their ultimate goal then will be very, very soon to establish a one-world government. The Creature from Jekyll Island, available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927. No understanding of the current monetary system is possible unless you understand the history of money. And Ed Griffin, who wrote this book, has done a magnificent job. But even an understanding of money is of no use unless you understand how the Federal Reserve System works, the fact that the Federal Reserve is not a branch of the American government, but is a privately owned central bank. I'll never forget when I was running for Congress, and Leon Panetta, who now is the head of the White House, he's the chief of staff there, and somebody asked him the question, and he said, oh, no, it's just a branch of government. Did he not know? Could he possibly not have known that the Federal System is a private, a privately owned bank? Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now. This is Dr. Stan here on Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Mr. Stephen Jacobson. Our subject is mind control and his second tape, which is on the Federal Reserve System. How can people get your tapes?
They can order either of the tapes singly or as a set. Mind Control in America, when ordered by itself, is $9.95 plus $2 shipping and handling, so that's a total of $11.95. Wake Up America, about the money system, is $10.95 plus $2 shipping and handling for a total of $12.95. And when the tapes are ordered as a set together, the total cost is $19.95 plus $2 shipping and handling for a total of $21.95. And can be ordered by sending the order to MCIA Media, the initials MCIA Media. They're the initials for Mind Control in America, Media. Post Office Box 15734. That's Post Office Box 15734. Winston-Salem, two words hyphenated, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27113, zip 27113. The phone number is area code 910-723-6535. Area code 910-723-6535. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I turned down my slide there. Okay, I think the two tapes go very well together because the current world monetary system could only be maintained if people didn't understand what it was all about, and the fact that they don't show and they do not understand the monetary system is a beautiful example of the degree of control that today exists over what the American people think. Well, our telephone number here, 464-8295 in Santa Cruz, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question, if you have a comment. If you don't believe that there's mind control in America, if you do believe it and have some good examples, if you have any comment on the monetary system, because this Intervox very definitely with this whole idea of controlling the reality of the people. As you go around America talking about mind control, what sort of a response do you get, Mr. Jacobson?
Well, it depends on the people who you speak to, and depends on the information that they have access to. Those people who are listening to programs like yours and who are gathering information for themselves, naturally they are going to be more aware of what is going on than those people who are relying principally on the established media outlets, television in particular, for their information. I think that where people have difficulty accepting the notion of a conspiracy operating, that they have not heard about it before, how could it happen that such a conspiracy could exercise such complete control? It's not a pleasant thought for most people to contemplate. Oftentimes, truth is not pleasant. There is the element of pride where it is difficult to accept the idea or contemplate the idea that we have been lied to for most, if not all, of our lives, and that many of the things that we take for granted as being true are not necessarily so. There is a quote from a French statesman that goes something like this: the exact contrary of what is generally believed is often the truth. And since the core source of our problems are directly linked to the control of information, we need to step back and consider some new ideas and new ways of looking at things, because we're not going to solve the problems that we face by patchwork methods, by bandage methods, by trying to fix something here and there and make an adjustment with this and that and hope that everything is going to be okay. The problems have a common source. There is a fundamental error in what we are seeing, that we don't see the world as it is necessarily. We see things as we are. And because very often we react emotionally to information that we do not necessarily agree with or believe in, it automatically keeps us from considering new information that may be helpful to increasing our understanding. People tend to believe things that are consistent with what they already believe. And any new information that doesn't fit into that preconceived mindset is automatically rejected, involuntarily rejected. It's simply a mechanism that operates automatically. There is a term for this called the cognitive dissonance. And so understanding that this is something that happens automatically, that we don't have any control over it, takes somewhat of the onus off of this problem of being prideful, that too proud to consider that we are above being deceived, when all war is based on deception. That was said more than 2,600 years ago by Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu in a small but very important booklet titled The Art of War. He summarized it very eloquently in that simple statement. The art of war is based on deception, and deception has crept into all aspects of society. It has become part of the social fabric of our society, is part of the softening up process in psychological warfare to degrade a nation first as part of a process of conquest. Because a nation with high ethical standards, a nation that has purpose, and where all its citizens have a clear clear direction and as far as the future is concerned, such a nation is very difficult, if not impossible, to conquer.
I think it was Sun Tzu who said, to fight and conquer in all of your battles is not supreme excellence. Supreme excellence consists of breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. And of
course,
we are the enemy. And of course, many of these ideas come from Gramsci, the Italian communist, writing in the 30s, who said, we could never defeat America. You know, they're stronger than we are. They've got the moral foundation. So what we'll do is erode that moral foundation, destroy the beliefs of the people within that country, and by destroying their beliefs, by destroying their religion, by destroying confidence in their government and their leaders, why, we'll destroy the nation. And, of course, the communists are working there. Certainly the great financial interests are working along the same line, the corporate interests. There's so many forces at work to destroy America. And the average American has no glimpse of the fact that we could lose the wonderful heritage of freedom that came to us bequeathed from generations past. I just wanted to interject that.
I was, and very well said. People need to wake up. Time is getting short. We're going through a transition period, and things are going to get very difficult in the days ahead. And those people who have understanding of what is transpiring will not only be able to go through it a little more easily than those who don't know what's going on, but they will also have a responsibility to help others get through what is going to be a very difficult time for us.
Well, you know, one of the things they're doing so beautifully now is the fear of terrorism. When you go to the airport, we have to have a picture of you, you know. Did anybody give you a bomb to carry onto this plane or, you know, a package that you're going to be carrying on? And the announcement, you know, that any packages found there will be immediately picked up and assumed to be bombs. This idea, the danger of the militia that they're creating, the danger of all the black churches being burned down. They're creating this atmosphere of fear, the tragedy of Oklahoma. But, of course, there are many unanswered questions about who was really responsible for what happened in Oklahoma and why the government destroyed all the evidence by destroying the Murrah Building so quickly, just as they destroyed the evidence of what happened at Waco by allowing the enclave to burn down and refused to bring any fire engines in. Why didn't they bring in fire engines when there were women and children inside? Or did they want to destroy the evidence? Why did they destroy the Murrah Building? But they used that and the World Trade Center burning and these other issues to create an atmosphere of fear and uncertainty in America. We're going to have to take our break, and we'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Stephen Jacobson. This is Dr. Stan here on Radio Liberty, and we just want to talk to you about a few of the items that we have. And we have put together some of our tape sets, and these tape sets will take maybe four of our best tapes or talks that have been given or our programs. We have one tape set entitled, Is There a Secret Government? And you need to know if there really is a secret government there. Well, we have a two-hour talk and interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. And on these tapes, he talks about secret societies. He talks about a lot of things. He talks about how the plates to his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, how the plates to the first half of the book were destroyed by his publisher. And the question is, why would a publisher destroy the plates to a book that was selling well and making a lot of money, unless there was something in that book that they did not want the public to learn about? And then within that same set, my very special interview with Mr. Norman Dodd, who is Director of Research for the Reese Committee, that committee of Congress, that committee that was authorized by the 83rd Congress to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. Really an amazing, amazing story of intrigue. You wouldn't want to miss my interview with Mr. Norman Dodd, who told the story all over America, yet totally blanked out by the media. There are only very few recordings of Mr. Dodd telling the story, and this is taken from an interview I did with him back in 1980 before Mr. Dodd passed on. And then, of course, my talk on geopolitics, which will take you into the background of what's going on in our society today. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Last part of our program here with Mr. Stephen Jacobson. We're talking about his tapes on mind control on the Federal Reserve, and you can get them by writing to MCIA Media, Post Office Box 15734, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27113, or 910-723-6535. And if you didn't get the numbers, why, you can just call Kim at the desk there. She'll get them for you. Just give us a call at 464-8295, and we'll give those once more before our evening is up. Well, Mr. Jacobson, you were talking about the fact that you feel that we're going to be moving into some very, very serious times in the months and years that lie ahead.
Well, even what you were outlining before the break, numerous events that are occurring as not only distractions, but events that are adding to the stress that people are already are suffering the results from. The more comfortable and relaxed we are, the more perceptive we're going to be to the things that are happening around us. And that's the rationale for adding stress onto people is to make them less perceptive and fearful. So, and when people become fearful, they become highly suggestible and can be manipulated into accepting things that are not only not in their best interest, but things that they wouldn't accept without psychological conditioning. I'll give you an example of this because it's the use of the Hegelian dialectic that is in operation here, which is just another. It's a variation of the divide and conquer strategy, where you get people split off into different factions fighting amongst themselves so that they don't notice, again, things that are happening around them, and they can be manipulated. In the case of violence and the increase in crime, there is a direct correlation between the graphic depiction of violence in media and popular culture and what is happening in society. We haven't seen the real effects of all of this negative programming yet, but we've only gotten hints of it from the kinds of problems that a lot of young people, preteens and teens, are getting into. You've got to realize that a lot of people, especially young people, are accepting unquestioningly the reality that is presented to them by popular culture, and that means television, movies, and music. And that in the case of violence, you get people very anxious, especially older people, about what they are perceiving as the breakdown of society and its and lawlessness, get them to demand that something needs to be done. And that's the first step in the Hegelian dialectic, is to create a problem. In this case, it's the increase in violence, or the perception of the increase in violence. Interesting, a lot of the statistics that being given by police agencies indicate that the public is perceiving greater numbers than are in fact. But again, it doesn't take into account what we're going to be seeing from preteens and teens who have been affected by all this negative programming and popular culture. The second step in the Hegelian dialectic is to create opposition to the problem, create some kind of force, a catalyst to get things going. It can be an event, a series of events, like what happened in Oklahoma, like the series of events of church burnings throughout the South, as a means of getting people tense and agitated so that at some point down the road the fuse can be lit and chaos comes about. The whole point of this is to get people demanding and so upset, demand the government do something, and what at that point the third step in the Hegelian dialectic comes into play, which is nothing more than conflict management, where a solution, a predetermined solution, is presented, where people will often trade off their constitutional secured rights for comfort and security. So creating a climate of fear and lawlessness.
I'm going to interrupt you right there. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Stephen Jacobson. This is Dr. Stan here on Radio Liberty, and we want to tell you about some of the tape sets that we've put together. These tape sets, I really think, are things that you will come to treasure and enjoy. We've already talked about the tape set, Is There a Secret Government? We have one, Is There a War on Drugs? But one of my favorite, and one that I think that everyone in the listening audience would get, is the China tapes. Now, I want to tell you that there are two tapes there. You're not even going to have to hear me at all. They're talks that were given by Reverend Millen some 30 years ago. But I will promise you, these are powerful talks that will help you to understand what's going on in America today. At least the first one will. And the second one may well prepare you for what lies ahead. For it is the story of what happened to Reverend Leslie Millen when he was arrested by the communists in China, and how he was able to survive. And you better understand that they play mind games with you. How did he survive when Catholic priests and Jewish rabbis and other people, I don't know whether it's a rabbi, but I know there was several Jewish people there. How did Reverend Millen survive when the others simply fall apart? Some of them simply committed suicide or went entirely mad. The China tapes are important. There's a wonderful interview with a gentleman, Albert Wedemeyer, another with a man named Otto Otepka, chief of the State Department Security. But call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for those tape sets specifically. Is there a war on drugs? Is there a secret government? And the China tapes. This is Dr. Stan here on Radio Liberty. Our special guest this evening has been Mr. Stephen Josephson. If you'd like to get the tapes, the address, MCIA Media, Post Office Box 15734, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27113, or telephone number 910-723-6535. One, we haven't even really gotten into, but it's on the monetary system, and it's very good. And I love that Abbott and Costello sequence in it. And, of course, the other one on the techniques of mind control. If you don't know what's going on, you're not going to be able to fight it. You're not going to be able to understand that they are playing games with your mind. Mr. Jacobson, do you want to take a minute or two and just sort of sum up your thoughts for our listeners?
Yes. The foundation of all the problems that we are facing, they all have a spiritual foundation. And that's really where the bottom line is, that it manifests itself in many ways in the material world, most notably in the kind of monetary system that a society has. Either money is going to be used to build up society or tear it down. An honest money system builds it up. A dishonest one is simply a mechanism for stealing from everybody else. And we have to, the solutions to be all these problems that we're facing, it requires a raising of consciousness that allows people to see things as they are, and to see through the veil of illusion that has been placed in front of us. Since we are dealing with a contaminated money system that has corrupted and contaminated everything else in society, because when the money's bad, it's going to give rise to control of all other areas in our society. And it is possible for us to understand what the problem is, and it is only when enough people understand specifics about how it is they are controlled, how can it be that it can happen, when enough people understand how it can happen, then that control and the power base of illegitimate authority, those people who have usurped positions of power to simply take advantage of everyone else and to create a world where they are little gods, and with us serving them, their power is simply going to fall away. They're not going to be able to complete this monument that they are in the process of building to their own egotism, and that is this world government that they have envisioned as the new world order.
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank you so very much for being with us again, Mr. Jacobson. It's always a pleasure to have you. I agree with you. This is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and economic battlefield, and I hope we can have you with us again in the not-too-distant future. That telephone number again, 910-723-6535, and if you didn't get it, you give Kim a call at the desk there. Thank you so very much. May God be with you, and may he keep you safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's my pleasure.
Good night. Okay, fine. And just remember that this is an effort of man to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. It was Whittaker Chambers who said it best when he said, "It is the world's second oldest religion. It was whispered beneath the branches of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil during the first days of creation. Ye shall be as gods." And that's what it's all about, mankind's effort to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth without God. And you will find that recurrent theme in the writings over and over and over again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. If you agree with our message, would like to help us, we'd love to hear from your address, Post Office Box 13 in Santa Cruz, 95063. That's Post Office Box 13 in Santa Cruz, 95063. We'd like to furthermore... encourage you to write to us if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a gift of $20 or more a month. We'll send you the four best tapes of the month. And don't even think about changing that dial. We're going to be back here in the next hour with an amazing, amazing guest.